Leading Simple, written by Bodo Schaefer, narrated by Troy W. Hudson. Boris Grundel, Bodo Schaefer, Leading Simple. Leading can be so simple. For Peter, what a privilege to have learned so much from you in the past as well as now, from Camille. Thank you for your trust and support. Prologue. People are like musical instruments. Their sound depends on who touches them. Virgil. The five Gruber AG board members waited anxiously. The man who had set up the company and whom they reverently called the Elder had invited them to assemble in the large conference room. That was it. He'd invited them and wanted nothing more than their presence. He posed questions, made suggestions, or simply asked for something. Things had not been the same since the Elder had handed over management of the company. Although sales and profits only fell slightly, the mood deteriorated. Hardly anyone enjoyed going to work, and several long-serving employees had resigned. It seemed as though it was only a matter of time before the company imploded. Of course, the reason for this sudden change in atmosphere was sought, but nobody could find a plausible explanation. People used to say that they knew where they were with the Elder, and this sense of focus had disappeared since his departure. Then, after more than 3 years, the Elder suddenly returned. He'd spoken with a few employees and discovered that his company was in dire need of his guidance. He told the executives that their effectiveness quotient, or EQ as he liked to call it, had dropped. The effectiveness quotient determines how effective an employee is in his performance, what tasks employees are capable of completing, and whether the task is fully and correctly completed. The executives agreed with the Elder, since nobody in the company got the impression that they'd recently been particularly effective. The Elder continued, "When you aren't effective, the reason lies in a lack of leadership skills." For him, leadership made the difference between success and failure in life. He'd come to the conclusion that Gruber AG had a leadership problem. Then he announced the arrival of a superboss. He can set up a leadership system that runs independently of people. Nobody knew exactly what the Elder meant, but they trusted him. The executives had great expectations of this superboss and hoped that he would be able to bring happiness and self-confidence back to the company. Naturally, everyone started to paint their own picture of this genius. They thought he must be brilliant for the Elder to rave about him so. He must be someone who can tackle the company's problems just as the Elder did back in his day. The Elder literally said, "You're finally going to find out what leadership means. This knowledge will quickly raise the EQ of every one of you. You'll achieve everything you take on." So now the management team waited in the conference room for the arrival of the boss whom the Elder had called Lewis. Present was the warehouse manager, Eberhard Werlich, the HR manager, Manuela Herzlich, the chief accountant, Gottfried Zucker, the marketing manager, Ing Sam, and the controller, Alfred Specht. Part 1. Lewis Berg's Story. Chapter 1. The First Encounter. "Good morning," those who were waiting heard a voice say. "I'm Lewis Berg." The doors had opened precisely at 9:15 a.m., and a handicapped man in a wheelchair propelled himself into the conference room to greet them. Everyone stared at him, surprise written on their faces. A disabled person? They'd been expecting a leadership genius, someone who could tackle all of the company's problems, a role model. "Why are you here?" Their thoughts were interrupted by Lewis Berg's blunt question. They said nothing, embarrassed at having stared at him. "I'll ask you once again. Why are you here?" Lewis Berg took turns staring every one of them in the eye. This time the group's members were ready for the question and thought about how to answer. They were here because the Elder had invited them and because they wanted to meet a leadership genius. Ing Sam, the marketing manager, replied, "We're here because the Elder, I mean Mr. Gruber, invited us." "So don't you have any expectations of me?" asked Lewis Berg. There was silence for a few seconds. "Let's be honest," Lewis Berg's voice cut across their thoughts again. "You expected someone different to me, someone to act as a role model and who knows the way, someone like Harold Gruber, a brilliant leader." He paused for a moment. "To me, the word manager isn't ideal. The description of a powerful person evidently doesn't describe me, at least not physically.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?